So last Monday morning, my dad was cycling through Motspur Park, and he's turned left from Motspur Park Road into Claremont Avenue, and the driver has pulled out from West Barnes Lane, which is attached to Blake's Lane, and hit the side of my father. He's then subsequently smashed the windscreen, been thrown onto the road. The driver has stopped and stayed for about 10 minutes, even whilst the ambulance was in attendance, but once they knew that the police were on their way, they've unfortunately fled the scene.
Can I ask how your father is at the moment?
So Dad sustained a very complicated fracture to his femur. He's 75 years old, very fit and healthy man, but this is quite a considerable fracture. He's still in St George's as an inpatient and will be still for quite some more time. We've been told that the recovery is going to be in the region of 6 months, and it's, you know, completely incapacitated him. He's usually somebody who's very active, and now he's looking at shuffling with a walking frame.
The driver of the vehicle, what do we know about him?
So he has been identified to be a white male with a probably quite local accent. So it was an English accent with no distinguishable accent features. He was in the region of 55 to 60 himself, with thinning white hair, and he then put on a beanie hat. He had a beard which was predominantly dark, but had substantial white flecks through it, and he was slim.
Okay, and his vehicle, what do we know about that?
So all we can identify at the moment is that it was a small silver car. We don't yet know what the make and model was, and we don't have any part of the number plate, although we do have quite a lot of people reviewing CCTV footage in the area. We do know that the vehicle sustained some serious damage, so the front windscreen was entirely smashed from the impact. They drove off along the length of Claremont Avenue down to the mini roundabout on Burlington Road, turn left there, and we understand that they cut up quite a few drivers at that junction, and people started blowing their horns. They turned left towards Shannon Corner, and they were then identified again in Worcester Park around about 8:25, driving up Green Lane, and turned subsequently into Longfellow Road in Worcester Park.
So we're sort of really looking for a silver small car with a smash windscreen last Monday.
And they were reported to be driving quite erratically. I imagine they were quite shocked by the incident as well.
OK. And the police are involved on this, are they?
Yes, they are. But what they're saying is that, unfortunately, due to the austerity cuts, they don't have as much resource as they would like to apply to this. So I'm doing what I can to try and help the investigation.
So what appeal would you like to make to people listening to this?
So this vehicle will have been quite identifiable last Monday morning. It had a substantial smashed windscreen, and it was reported to have been driving erratically. If anybody has CCTV or perhaps dash cam footage and they were travelling in the areas which we've identified, I'd be ever so grateful if you would take the opportunity to review it, or maybe anybody who is walking up to the station and past the scene, if you took any photographs on your phone or video footage, could you please review it to see if the vehicle could be identified from those photos.
And I understand also a nurse who was driving a small red car actually did stop and offered help, is that right?
Yes, lots of people did stop to offer assistance, and I understand that a nurse who had just finished a shift at Kingston Hospital pulled in to see if she could assist. She's pulled in behind the vehicle in question, so we'd like to identify who she is, because in pulling in that manner, she may be able to reveal some more information which she can recall.